Pod Tech, your episode 172, Blast from the Past, for the week of December 7th, 2008.
No girls go on the internet, they're all guys with voice modulators.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Welcome back to another episode of Pod Tacular. I'm Dust Darn.
I'm Cooper.
I'm G. Lewis.
I am Lancelot.
I'm Fubor Jive.
And I am JVP.
Oh!
Oh! Sorry about that.
He finally found his heir, so now he's...
Yeah.
He fixed a bullet from him, so JVP had to go Brooklyn style on him and get it back.
You know? Yeah, I made a pair of cement shoes and... that's all of them.
Nice.
Give him some good arch support.
Up.
Ventilation. All right.
There's some little shocks in there.
So this is
the
Podtacular podcast.
Yes. And we have our old host back. Yay. It's been a long time.
Oh, hell yeah, hearing that introduction broke my eye.
Aww, how sweet.
Emo.
got the black.
On my wrist.
Go with the black over there, JVB.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, I'm listening to The Cure. And I have a Pinto.
No. You listen to The Cure and you have a Pinto? You all emos have a Pinto?
Wow. Fubo Chime is a Pinto. He just came back from the Cure concert.
Dude, it's so small. I can put it carry it on my back.
It's like Inspector Gadget just folds his car up in his briefcase.
Yeah.
You know, dude, what's your book bag? Oh, my car. Just
The emos have the book bag and all their iPods and stuff in there.
Yeah. All their iPods.
And the makeup. And they're men.
Oh yeah, the makeup and the tight pants. You know, I try to fit into a pair of those just to see what happens.
Oh, because you were curious, right?
Yeah,
Crystal black face.
Speaking of leet speak, I had said something at work one day, and they all looked at me weird. I think I said that rock sores, you know, just messing around. And they were like, "What the hell are you talking?"
I can see you running around saying,
"I like from the internet." You wouldn't understand.
You're a bunch of noobs. That's what you are.
We're totally about to pwn this elevator.
You see, it's like you see your boss come up. It's like, "Can I have a word?"
I know. Right? You gotta stop sliding.
You gotta stop doing whatever you're doing. Just get off of them. They're bad. They're bad for you.
You're like, "Oh man, who put me up to this? No way, hacks." I have a little ping, man. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
Walk down the hallway and you trip. Wow.
Dang it, Bungie. God, it's all your fault.
JVP sent some a Twitter a while back, and he was like, "Condemned 3, it got new screenshots right here."
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. With my iPhone, I was like in a real, I was on top of an elevator. It was real dark and it was dimly lit. So I was like, "Oh, this would be perfect for the next Condemned." So since I could take pictures with my iPhone and upload them to Twitter, I took a picture, like a first person view with a little, I don't know if you guys know what a zip screw is, but I had this little tiny zip screw in my hand. And I was like, "Condemned 3 with new deadly weapons. This zip screw, you can literally screw yourself," and you know, stuff like that. I would just post that like throughout the day. I had a dust. What was the one that you?
It was like, yeah, it was like a broom or something.
It was like a dust, a duster, a picker. You know, nice. When you're sweeping and you pick up the dust with it.
Yeah. Was,
yeah.
That looked rock source.
Swiffer. Well,
you got some Nash zombies running after you. You're like, I'm going to sweep you.
All right. So what were we supposed to do here again?
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing something, but we just start rambling on and whatnot.
Maybe there's a hint in the show notes. We have to, like, it's like a side
podcast.
Quest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Okay. So, JVB Fumo, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Great to be back. Show.
We are honored for you to be here.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to be guests on what we used to, you know, do all the time. And
yeah,
and here we are. You know, you guys are doing a great job and on the show. Kind of along for the ride.
Like high school. You hate it while you're there. Why did I ever leave this place?
Right. So,
me and Fumo are gonna act the way some of our past guests used to act. Which is say a few words and go, yeah, and then stay quiet.
Okay.
So don't
I don't think that'll work out too much.
So what do you think about that, man? Yeah, cool.
It was nice. Yeah.
Okay, on to our next. It's pretty funny. All right, next topic.
Hey, that went well.
Yeah. So, Fumo and JVB, why don't you give us a little recap about what you've done since your leave of the podcast over the past few months?
Everybody's done with your extra free time.
Yes.
Well, I'll let Fumo start off.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's see. I guess. Long story short is that, like, when I first kind of moved over to not being on the podcast so much, I went on to doing a lot of, like, real life stuff that I've been slacking on because I went to
the
podcast and other things. So, yeah, you know, we moved. You know, I've been doing some freelance work as well on the side. You know, that kind of started wrapping up more recently and got back into some gaming stuff and been playing a ton of Oblivion. Been swept away in the whole Oblivion world lately, and I'm almost done with the achievements. And when I do, I'm gonna put that puppy on the shelf and say goodbye, Oblivicrack.
Nice.
Yeah, I never saw all the achievements. Like, you know, it's like I never really got to explore it thoroughly. So now I'm definitely exploring it thoroughly, and we'll definitely have my fill.
Very nice,
hey, Michael Homo. Fumo, you're missing one key element here. The folding bike.
Oh, yes. How could I forget?
Wait, the what?
The folding bike? Oh, yeah. I got a folding bike to ride back on. True story, man.
How many folds can you get out of that bike?
I can fold it like origami into it. And duck.
New, coming to a store near you. Origami bicycles.
The bike.
Look, mommy, I'm riding a crane.
Look, pressed down at the back and point.
Yeah, it's like it folds up, so like I can take the bus and like throw it under one of the seats. So
nice.
Wow,
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I've seen those in New York. They're pretty cool.
Are they like very? Are they regular bike size or are they smaller?
Well, it has like 20-inch wheels, so it's like the size of BMX bike wheels.
Oh, damn.
Right.
But then it has, you know, everything extends, so it's like ends up being full size. And it has 7 speeds, so I mean, I get up to like 20, 25 miles an hour on it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
What? On a bike?
Fumo's BMX racing.
Dude.
I'm not doing any BMX on that bike. I probably, like, when you hit the ground, it like falls into a million pieces or something.
I have a 21 speed.
I know, right?
Bike.
I'm going to jump off this license. Ramp. Dude, jump off the ramp. It folded on him and it broke his legs.
Oh, wait, how does it fold, though? Does it, like, just fold in the center? Or?
this is really hard to explain over audio, but basically the handlebars come down and then the frame like folds in half.
Because this is, oh, dude, is this in Valhalla or is this in Highgrounds?
What?
Oh my!
I'm just trying to say we're doing a Halo podcast. We're talking about bikes.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Sorry to kill the mood and everything.
I know this is very exciting talk and all about folding bikes, but
Fuma was the one that told us he had stuff to do. You know what I mean?
So what about JVB? What about JVB's end over here?
Why I didn't mention the folding bike in the first
Well, me, I'm part owner of TalkingAboutGames.com, the host of Post Game Report, which is a show we do there. Yeah, man. Pimpin'.
Oh, shoot.
Producer. Also, we don't make much.
Do you get stock options?
Yeah, absolutely. They're actually public if you want to buy some. Just send me the money.
Send him the money and he'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, I've actually been a little busier since Podtacular. I also host and produce the SFX 360 podcast, and
you guys are pretty cool. I met him at Orlando.
Yeah, we do all kind of live events, and that's where I do the podcast. So I edit two shows a week, pretty much, and going to school, working, family life. So I'm not enjoying the free time that Fumo's been enjoying lately. So I definitely got to eventually make an adjustment in how I do things. I guess once I finish school, I'll have more time for games and stuff.
Right. Where are you going to school? What are you taking?
Well, I'm an elevator technician, and part of the trade is going to school for 4 years at an apprenticeship program. So it equivalates to college credits if I wanted to. So that might be something I might pursue down the line, where I'll use those credits to go get into college. I don't know. Maybe make radio a career or something.
Cool. A little engineering.
I can imagine you as a radio host. That would be an awesome show.
And welcome to the JBB Radio Show, the morning power hour.
Oh, you are going to listen to us.
Listen,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, listen to me, or I will break your legs.
You will eat the consumption like it, brother.
One thing I haven't been doing, I haven't been playing Halo 3 for a reason, is because with all these, it's December now, but in November, I mean, with all the games that came out, I had to force myself to stay away from Halo 3 so that I could play these games that I were buying, that I was buying. So I'm itching to get back to Halo 3, but I still got to finish Fable 2. I made that commitment where I would put Halo 3 aside for a month or two.
Cool.
And I also want to tell a quick story. Supposedly, I am the creator of Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've been...
He did it all by himself.
Love your game, man.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what happened was, talking about games, we had a community play day, which is on Xbox.com. And what happens is, we'll host a big game night with people from the Xbox Live community hopping on, random people. So somehow people saw my name on the list and assumed that I was the developer of Left 4 Dead, so that I would get questions as to what happened to the demo, how come it's not up, or I had one guy complain that Left 4 Dead left a mark on his plasma TV and he couldn't get it out. It was a burning image. And then the best one was one kid who cursed me out because there's an achievement where you hit the witch with one headshot.
Sorry,
and he's screaming at me because I made the achievement too hard. So I answer him back. I'm like, look, you know, number one, I did not create this game. And number two, the achievement ain't that hard, so just have fun with the game. And then I, you know, of course, said a little curse word afterwards. So then he answers me back by calling me an Italian to go back to Italy. And,
what the heck?
I mean, the kid went off. Yeah, and also, before, I didn't mean to go off topic, I am also the creator of a new Xbox Live dating service, according to a 10-year-old kid who sent me a message asking me if I was a girl. And then when I told him, no, I am not a girl, he asked me, well, how many girls are in your dating service? So I don't know where the hell these people are getting.
What the?
What?
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody's messing with you, man.
No kidding.
Well, it was a community play date, so maybe he thought, you know, it meant actually going on a date. I don't know. It was freaking weird.
It's not that kind of play date.
Okay.
What's community what's community
play date? Yeah, so I figured I'd share these with my peeps, with my homies.
From wow.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the fun never stops.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for
you can leave. Well, I'll be in.
It's like we're done with you. Be gone.
We're done. We're done. Damn.
No, I always hated doing this crap.
Leave now and never come back.
I gotta make the sequel to Left 4 Dead now.
Even make harder achievements.
Yeah, okay. Harder achievements.
What the quiet zone on the
headshot on the headless head horseman?
Witch.
That's not even possible, JVB. Stop making hard games.
Well, you like that? I'll work on it better next time.
Yeah,
you could have totally messed with him, man. That would have been great.
I was like,
maybe NSFW, depending on your workplace. Please listen at your own discretion.
I was going to mess with him. I was going to be a real a-hole and be like, look, I don't want to ever talk to you again. Leave me alone. Buy my game and shut up. But I couldn't do it. I'm too nice of a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a teddy bear. I'm too nice.
Yeah, he is.
Perfect idea for the album art right now.
Yes.
All right, so let's start this off because I can tell that we're getting off topic.
This is a podcast. This is going to be a conversation.
Doesn't it always happen, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
we're all friends. We got to, like, podcast people we don't like so that we'll want to get the hell out of here. So that
Nah.
I hate this guy. Let's get this over with.
Nah.
15 minutes later, so thank you for joining us. Then you just hang up.
Rag on
the
Skype. Like,
it's like,
hey, can I be in the podcast with you guys? No, I like you. Why would I put you
on? It wouldn't be a podcast. It would be a conversation.
That's
boring. Nobody likes that.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a conversation now, anyways.
Yeah, you know. I'm a conversation. Well, do you know what I mean?
Well, we have some questions from the community sent in via our particular form. So we're going to just go ahead and read some of those out.
Question first? I'm just kidding. The heck was that? Whoa.
I don't know. It sounds like a...
Well, can I run a first one? Like a pizza delivered or something?
Yeah, it sounds like, let's see, two eggs over easy, toast on rye. Oh, order up! Order up!
Okay. First one we have and comes from Rice Snake Roz. He says, "Hi there, Podtacular. My message for Fumo and JVB is, what games do you play at the moment? Do you still play Halo 3, or have you branched off and played a Call of Duty game or Gears of War or even Fallout 3? Thanks."
Well, I know Fumo's not playing Gears of War, that's for sure.
This is true.
I have much beef with Gears of War.
I still remember the day you and your character are just standing there, and I'm like, yo, Fumo, what's wrong? I can't take this game no more.
I'm not playing. You guys go ahead.
I don't want to play. Shoot. All right. Well, like I said before, I had to cut back on my Halo 3 time to play. I finished, what was the game that I just finished?
Left 4
Dead. Left 4 Dead,
The
game that I made, yeah. The game almost done with Fable 3.
2?
Oh, yeah.
You make games, man. You get the insider.
That was top secret. Now you can put a clue to it.
I think Peter Molyneux is going to have to like come over there and talk to you.
He's going to sue you.
You got to complain about the achievements of that game. Fix that, man.
No, I also I own a PS3, so I've been playing Little Big Planet. That game is awesome, and
cool.
And right now, well, I traded Fallout 3. That's what I wanted to say. Just because I knew at the time I wasn't going to have the proper time to put towards it. So later on, when I finish these freaking games that I got, I'll buy Fallout 3 so I can start on that.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I rented it, and I basically played it for like 14 hours, and I was like, why did I just do that? I was like, I could have been studying for a test I have tomorrow, but I was sitting playing this game for 14 hours.
I just got mad that I had all these powerful weapons, but yet I couldn't break the damn lock. I was pissed off about that.
Just shoot the lock.
It was a cabinet with broken windows. I couldn't put my hand through it, open the lock from the other side. I mean, it's the next generation, right? You know.
Dude, there's all kinds of weird little things like that. Like in games that you start to notice, like the more they approach reality, the more you realize how much they divert from reality. Like in Oblivion, for instance, like if you kill a civilian and you're in, you know, hidden mode, like you press into the left stick and you're hiding, right? And it's not lit up, so nobody sees you. So if you kill a civilian, like even out in the open, as long as nobody saw you, they just walk along like everything's normal. Like someone just dropped dead from an arrow to the forehead. And they're like, oh, well, I didn't see anybody kill him, so I guess everything's okay.
It was a suicide.
Like New York. Yeah.
So you walk up to them, they're like, how are you today? Oh, I'm great, thank you. You know, it's like,
but just what made you die?
Yeah, so you, that's all you've been playing, Kumo, is Oblivion?
Well, I mean, I've been working a lot through Oblivion just because I never really got a chance to give it to do it justice. I also got Mass Effect recently, finally.
Good.
I wanted to get that for a while, and I got it through GooseX and everything finally. And I got Cameo, but I just popped that in just because, you know, I've heard some people like it's kind of like
Cameo the album. Word up.
Oh, of course, man.
Oh, okay. So you got the Cameo jockstrap.
Yeah, with the special edition with the jockstrap and goodie.
Word off. Yeah.
It says, I'm a game on the peg.
Get your stuff here.
Actually, that reminds me. Did anybody ever end up buying that I'm a Gay Marine underwear from the podcast?
Gemini Ace bought it.
Oh, <really?
laughs> That doesn't surprise
do with that,
me,
like,
man.
Frame it and put it over your mantle or something?
Perfect stocking gift, right?
Stocking stuffer.
Hey, look at my cot downtown.
You know? Frame it, put it in this cubicle.
This, and out of all the things in my life that I've accomplished, this is the most.
Thanks for coming to this meeting. It looks like you're not going to work at this company anymore.
We don't mind you framing it, but actually wearing them?
Yeah, you should probably wear pants, too. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Well, top it on, when you want to pick up your pencil, oh, God.
Yeah, but pretty much Oblivion's all I've been playing. I mean, I've been, I still play Halo 3 once in a while on, like on Thursday nights. We do the Godtacular study now. It got moved from Tuesdays. And, I've been, you know, just chilling with Chucky J and the crew over there and playing some customs and stuff like that. Dude, there's still some crazy customs that come out for Halo 3. It's really wild that.
Yeah, man.
They come out on,
especially Logan's customs. Those are.
It's like infinite possibility, man. How much stuff that they have.
I know, like, huh?
Yep.
It's just like, you wouldn't think that standing on top of boxes and you get shot and then all of a sudden you're. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, what's that one where there's, like, crates and they're shooting up at the crates? No, at the
top. Oh, the one on the top where all the crates and stuff, fly around?
Like, on the new Zanzibar, and it's, like, it's zombies, and it's just, like, oh, man, I just never would have thought of something. Like, who the heck thinks of this stuff?
No, huh?
Like, I'm thinking, yeah, MLG 4-shot is pretty cool, and these guys are thinking completely something else.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
know. No, it's a reality check where you... You see these creative game type.
You thought Podtacular was creative.
You're like, I am an idiot.
I try to make a game, and it turned out like nobody.
For example, little Big Planet, and some of the stuff they make there is like, how the hell?
Really?
Yeah, I can imagine trying to do this. Hmm. Yeah. So
did somebody like remake a Halo map in Little Big Planet or something?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised. They did Mario. They did Gears of War. That's a Batman one. I mean, there's all kinds. My son loves that game.
I saw one recently. It was a lightsaber battle.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Swords?
Oh. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that game is under the radar, but it's
I don't have a PS3, so...
After I just recently got the Orange Box and Crysis a few months ago, have not touched Halo CE since.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Blasphemy!
I really like about the Source games is that there's so many different user-created mods, like Minerva Metastasis and whatnot, like other single-player mods.
You lost me at mods. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right? People have gone out and made entirely different games, right? And they're like good, and like they're as good as the regular Half-Life, right?
Yeah,
that's one thing I miss about PC. That's one thing I miss about PC. You can source code and make all kinds of different games out of
actually,
one game.
One really good mod that I picked up a week or two after I got Half-Life was Gary's mod. And, you know, it's this awesome thing. It lets you mess around with physics in so many different ways. Like, I've built, like, cannons out of garbage cans and dynamite. You know, fling cinder blocks at people. And, like, I built, like, cars and airplanes and stuff.
You would.
add-ons for it. And you can do all this crazy stuff. Like, there's this one mod. Like, you guys know what Stargate is, right?
Yeah.
Stargate,
yeah,
the movie?
Yeah, this mod that lets you play Stargates around and, you know.
Wow. I did that in real life once.
Yeah. Type in the code and went to some off-world planet.
See, while Jim Lewis was spending 14 hours playing Fallout 3, I was working on my Stargate, man.
You had your...
You ordered why don't you invite me over, foo?
You ordered all copper and you had
you're busy, that's all.
From you the guy from,
game for a little bit and getting some real life stuff, you know?
I had some missed calls from him.
Did you use your toaster?
Did you hang out with the guy from Crying Game?
The guy from Crying Game? No. The guy girl?
No. Yeah.
No. Okay. The Stargate, he was the main alien leader or whatever.
Teal'c?
I don't know. Well,
oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that guy, yeah.
Gender
yeah, that guy. That
one. Oh, okay.
There's
okay.
So many different villains in Stargate, you just lose track of it.
Yeah, I'm talking about the movie. But, yeah, let's move on to...
Oh, the Ori. Okay.
So we only got through one submission before we went.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on to Tokyo in America. Who wants to read his?
I'll take this one.
Oh, hey, yeah, Crypto, take the short one.
Yeah, take Tokyo the short one.
This one's from Tokyo in America. Hey, Particulation, it's Tokyo in America. Fumo and JVB never knew Hermie, but I'm sending in this anyway. All I've got to say is happy birthday to Fumo and JVB. Love PGR, listen all the time. Keep on frogging trunks. Thanks. Keep on frogging trunks.
You know, I had some random person ask me if I ever found Nene.
Yeah.
On Xbox Live. I'm sure you get that, Fumo.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Fumo asked me. Fumo asked me, like, during the week, I told him that Brent was on, and he...
This is the product of research.
And he's like, wait, is Brent the secret admirer? And I'm like, no, it doesn't sound like him.
Yeah, that was another one.
Another mystery of Podtacular.
Yet to be solved.
But no, Tokyo in America...
Remember, there's that one submission where this guy did that voice of that Herbert person from Family Guy. Like that old guy who's always going after Chris.
That's, yeah, that was
That was me.
That was me.
Do it, Lewis. Do it.
No, I refuse. You must pay me money.
You must bring him a shrubbery.
I must need a bag of cheese balls and a Domino's pizza at this address. No, I'm just kidding. They actually, what I've been telling is from the Potek and Machinima team, what they told me is they're trying to make a recreation of my voicemail, whatever that was, and they're trying to make a little thing out of the Machinima team. Like a little Machinima out of it. Like me talking to KBC.
Oh, come on, KBC, like, become a son.
You know,
like
just
a Machinima? Like a Machinima?
Yeah. Like Red vs. Blue and all that? Yeah, man. Like all that.
Oh, like a Machinima.
That would be awesome.
Like a video game movie? You went.
GL, yeah, take the next one.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Something we need.
User Mackie 15 writes, "Hey Fumo, JBB, Dusty, Crypto, and G Nubis." He says he's got a few questions for us. First, Fumo, why did you name your GT Fumo Jive? Just wondering if there's any backstory to it. Let's just say that first.
Fumo Jive.
There is, but it's not very exciting. Basically, like in high school, some friends of mine were just like, come up with like random Ebonics phrases, and that was one of them. Fumo Jive. And you know, about the same time, I was playing a lot of arcade games. It's a local video game store right around the corner from high school. And we'll pop in FMJ on my initials on that, so that became my gamertag.
Cool. Nice.
You're lucky. My initials spell ass.
Yes, I am lucky, I guess, in that context, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. My middle initial is S, right? My first name, Ashwin A-S-S. Nice.
Oh, that sucks.
After I figured that out in elementary school, I would always put my initials on my homework.
Oh, so like that. You can't turn this in like this. What do you think you're doing? S.
Okay, buddy.
No, this is enough is enough.
Hey, buddy. I just said, okay, well, you'll take a look at it, you'll find out what it means eventually, and last day of school, she looked at the attendance sheet, and she finally got it.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
Oh, man, now we're going to have to call you that from now on.
Yeah, well, you've been
we had that ass on the show today.
So from now on, they're going to, when they send their submissions, it's going to say ass. So.
I have a question for ass.
I like to ask.
I like to ask a question.
Oh, you're being such an ass.
All right, let's leave that poor ass alone.
Yeah, next question.
All right.
Next question, Fumo Jive. Do you actually like the game? I'm guessing he means the game Yaris.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of do like Yaris. I mean, I know everybody hates it with a passion, like they want to smash it with a sledgehammer and everything, but I think it's kind of cool in a way, but it's just, you got to realize that it's not a racing game at all. It's like, it's more kind of like a, it's like that, that stage
in Sonic. MMORPG?
Yeah, it's basically an MMO. It's like they got an expansion coming, Yaris of the Lich King. And but no, it's like that bonus stage in Sonic the Hedgehog or Sonic 2 or something, where you have like a you're in like this trough and you're like running back and forth between either side trying to get the rings and jumping over spikes and crap. It's basically like the same thing, but you're in a Toyota.
You know what, man? I played that game, and of course it's for free. And if they would have charged, I would have flown wherever the hell the individual's house had decided to charge us for that piece of crap. But yeah, I played it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, hell no, and I deleted it. So I give you all the credit.
Game everyone
world.
Loves to hate, man. I'm right. Still at the top of my friends list for the.
I think you're gonna stay there.
Oh,
top
boy.
Of my friends list for Robit.
Champions.
We'll beat you in Yaris.
You're like, well,
it's
I am.
Son in Yaris.
You're like, well, I'm Fumo John. I'm the leader in the Yaris leaderboards. Oh, take that one.
Can you Wait, Fumo's actually good at
Yaris
something?
Yaris MLG.
Oh, don't say that.
No, that's a joke. That's a joke.
Alright.
Third one. Third question.
The next question is for Jay Bizzle. What's the origin behind your GT?
It stands for Juicy Vaseline Butt. actually, Guiji from the Gamers Club called me that one time. But no, it's my initials, my name, my first, middle, and last name. Something simple but yet catchy, you know.
It has a ring.
What's your middle name? Vito.
Vito.
I like that. Hey, I'm not the Vito from The Sopranos, though.
Vito!
Yeah, Vito. Yeah, so that's what it is.
Van Buren?
Van Hoosenheising. That's why I never say it. Yeah, that's why I never say it.
It's a mystery.
Yes.
Cool.
So, look it up. Google. Okay.
Send anyway. Your guesses.
And there's one more question.
And finally, what is your guys... zombie plan. For more info on this, go to YouTube and search Red vs. Blue Zombie Plans. I guess he wants us to do research in the middle of a question.
No, I think he's just asking for zombie plans.
Actually, that's like, there's this book that was put out by a guy. Oh, jeez, I can't remember the author's name. But it's called The Zombie Survival Guide. I picked that up from my library. It is the most hilarious thing ever because it tells you how to deal with zombies, but it does it in a totally serious tone, which just makes it so much funnier. So hilarious.
Like, no, I heard a lot of good things about that one.
Yeah, you, for everybody out there, go to your library, right? You know what a library is. Outside of your
the
house.
The internet!
My game isn't library, that, not, that room in Halo 2, and...
I know what a library is. Gosh.
So just go to your library, pick up a copy of The Zombie Survival Guide. You'll love it. It's the most hilarious book ever.
Okay. Yeah. I believe that guy also made an audio book, Something Apocalypse.
Zombie Apocalypse?
No, he made a sequel to that called World War Z.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one. Isn't that Ron Jeremy's son or something like that? He's the son of a porn star or something. I don't know.
Okay.
No, not that I would know, but
of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Crypto, you want to take the next one since it's Tiny too?
No.
Oh.
Vito.
Then we'll let Lance take
the
one after.
Let me finish. He gives a shout out to Fumo, JV, Dusty, Crypto, Lance, and myself. Keep on fragging midgets for Mo, and for the rest of you, keep on fragging trucks.
Thank you, brother.
Apparently, Fumo likes to frag midgets.
Yeah.
I hate midgets!
Oh, no, midgets, man! Leave me alone!
I am a midget, man!
Oh, man.
Nice.
All right, so what's next?
This is from Stormy, please. Fumo, when you left podcasting, what hobby did you replace podcasting with?
Folding bicycles.
The exciting world of folding bicycles.
Origami bikes.
I'll tell you all about them.
Welcome to Folding Tacular with your host, Fumo Jai. This week, we go over the latest in the newest map. What's the bike? I don't know if it's about bike.
It's like Tony Hawk Pro Skater, except with folding bicycles.
Aww.
Press AA up, up, down, left, and you fold at super speed. I could just see.
Press AA, and you'll fold your bike for massive damage on the evil enemy crab.
Okay.
Evil enemy crab. Nice.
When you're changing a flat tire on a folding bike, make sure you have clamps ready.
With two trains in the train station, it's 500 miles apart. One's going 20 miles an hour, the other one's going 5 miles an hour. How far away?
Well, actually, on a quick side note, which I'm famous for, the name of the author is Max Brooks, and he's the son of Mel Brooks.
Right, yeah, Max Brooks.
That's not a porn star, though.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Hey, he made Spaceballs, you know, hey.
Oh, good point, good point.
Yeah. All right, cool. So,
Spaceballs and porno.
All right, so I'm going to read the next one.
Okay.
Spaceballs the porno. Okay. infinite singularity. He says, Umo, Jay, I hope you like the new Potacular because guess what? You are on it. Oh, man.
like deer in the headlights.
Really? Oh, man, I thought we were on PGR.
All right, so questions are as follows. All right. Question number one, Fumo Jive. What was your motivation, inspiration, whatever, to start Podtacular? Why did you get the idea? Okay.
Why did I get the idea?
Why did you get the idea to start Podtacular?
Because I was so bored.
What are you thinking? I was sitting there with like 40 hours a week on my hands, like,
waiting for something.
Motivation, inspiration. Okay, let me see.
We've heard this one a lot.
Okay, yeah, we've said this before. So the short version is basically like I was listening to a lot of podcasts at one point because I had a long commute, and I was kind of wanting to give back to the podcast community at the same time. I was playing a lot of Halo 2, which everyone that had an Xbox was at that point because that was the killer game. I was playing a lot of that, and I figured it'd be kind of cool to start a podcast with the Halo community because there was really it was really kind of a growing community at that point, and of course podcasts are growing as well. So I was considering a couple other possible podcasts and stuff, but really just doing a podcast was my goal. But that's pretty much where it started. I mean, I figured out how to put together a podcast. It's not all that difficult if you're pretty savvy with the internets and everything and these fancy computers and stuff. But I figured out how to do a little research online, figured out how to do that, and just got together with my sat down with my computer, put down a quick outline, and just started talking. Did a couple rough runs, and then recorded it and posted online, and just started kind of advertising.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And then I joined the community and went downhill.
Nah.
The rest is history. Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, number two is a question for me, and he says, "What do you think of G. Lewis being the new JVB of Botech?"
That's some big issues, Bill.
Which I have no idea what that means, but if that's the case,
it was a comment.
Son, you're going down the wrong path.
Of life. Stop while you were ahead, please. Don't ruin yourself this way. Just
so that was a comment you had made. What was that about?
Yeah, I made a comment a while back. I think it was like maybe our third or fourth episode out, and he's always the one that's bringing out all the jokes and making the podcast just lively and on. He reminded me of you a lot, so I was like, G. Lewis is the new JVB of Podtacular, so.
Yeah, it's nice. Well, are you saying that Fumo Jive was boring?
No. No.
I'm not saying that.
No. Oh, no. No.
No. No, he's pretty much saying that G. Lewis is a clown.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, seriously, throughout, like, JVB, me and you, like, for the longest, like, 2 years, we did a podcast together, and then,
talked
every friggin' day, and that's basically where I came from. It's because me, him, Rich, and Gemini's.
Oh, God. You know,
I don't think you guys don't know them too. I don't really know if any of you guys want to know them too.
Yeah. So, it was Game On. No. What was
Game
the name
Talk.
Of the podcast? Game Talk.
Talk. There we go. Dude, that was...
That was a different...
And I, to say how crazy it was, I was the one that was... I was the one that was telling everybody to settle down and, like, trying to keep the show on topic. That's how crazy the show was.
Wow.
If you guys search for it and listen to one episode, you guys were like, oh, my God.
You were the voice of reason, huh?
Yeah, figure that one.
Now I come on here and I'm completely opposite. I mean, that's how crazy that show was. It was just absolutely insane.
That was raw. Okay. So number three, this question's for me and Pooh. It says, what's latest in your life at the moment?
Folding bikes, let me tell you all.
Folding bikes.
bike. Have you ever been tired of carrying your bike on the bus? Well, I have something for you.
It's a folding
bike. The Mike Funk folding bike.
Actually, in BC up here, the buses have bike racks on the front. So
yeah,
basically, you just the bus driver pulls up, right, and then he just hits a button in there, and it just hydraulically folds down. Just put your bike on there, and it automatically clamps it in.
It's funny you mentioned that, because actually, I came out there one day with my normal-sized bike and went to go put my bike in the bike rack. I'm the second in line, the second stop for the bus, and guess what happened? All the bike racks were full.
Oh.
What did I do? Get a folding bike.
With your folding bike, this never becomes a problem.
Stash it easily under the seat.
It fits in the airplane.
All the slots are full. Wah-wah. Don't worry. Get a folding bike.
If I had my folding bike, I never have to worry about full racks.
Wait, order now, and you get a free helmet.
Free folding helmet.
And now back to other news.
Ask the question. I'm
drink something here.
Yeah, right. Okay, as for myself, it's not as exciting as Mike, I mean, Fumo. But, yeah, I'm just going to school, doing podcasts, website stuff, you know, being a family guy. So, nothing
cool.
Exciting. Oh, and I also created Left 4 Dead and a new dating service.
Left 4 Dead dating service.
Yeah.
All right, so number four, that's for, is for you and me, too. Your favorite MLG team?
Ooh.
I'll go with, I don't know if they're together anymore because I heard they broke up, Final Boss.
Well, I'll go with, I don't really follow MLG. You guys probably know that because I don't
you,
play.
You and me both, Fumo. You and me
like
both.
You interviewed him.
Yeah, I watch the MLG things when they're being broadcasted live, but I just watch it. I'm not like a hardcore junkie for it like Crypto is.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, I think they're great. I think it's like, awesome for the gaming.
Crypto's like the guy running, streaking through the arena.
It says, and he's wearing the I'm a Gay Marine little thing.
Oh, come on, everybody, shriek! He's the one who starts the wave.
Come on, man!
He's doing it by himself. Come on, guys!
Yeah, the time I met G. Lewis over there in Orlando, I mean, we were there freaking late, man. And then G. Lewis was like, I'm just going to stay here. And I never came back downstairs because I fell asleep in my room.
Yeah, he dipped out.
I was like, I'll be back. But I never came back.
I like that intro, though, that we did. When you did that interview down there, that was a good little thing we did. We were like, they're going crazy. They know that JVB and G. Lewis are here. They're going nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody was going crazy, but they were about to start the match.
Yeah.
And I just started yelling. I was like, they're all here for SFX 360 podcast. They're going crazy.
Yeah,
it worked out perfect. Because, I mean, they were going crazy for us. I mean, that's what I thought.
Exactly.
Okay.
I can't wait. Like, next year, supposedly, they're working on getting an MLG Vancouver set up. So I just have to drive for, like, half an hour, and then I'm going to be able to go to an MLG match eventually, hopefully.
I remember me and JVB. We're sitting there, and then the security guard told us to leave, and we just flashed him our badges, and he's like, oh, okay, and then he made other people leave.
And like, oh, nice. Wait, what, you got badges?
We got like VIP stuff, and they were like, I don't know about VIP, but they
have caviar, and
champagne.
That's all right.
He showed us, like, he told us to leave. And then we showed him our badges, and then he, like, made other people leave.
Wow.
G. Lewis was like, don't you know who I am? Boom, check out this.
Check the badge, sucker.
He's like, oh, I'm
a little whiplash.
Yeah. Gotta make that was sound, nice. That was a good sound effect, dude.
Yeah, you know. I'm gonna flash his badges here and there.
G.
All right, so let's.
I flash other things.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Okay, Lance, take the next one.
Yeah, okay, so cool. Got another in submission here from Marooner. He says, hey guys, Marooner here. Haven't posted in a long time, but I thought I'd do it again. So here's my question to Fumo and or JBB.
What have you two been up to gaming-related since you stopped doing the podcast? Example, gone to gaming events or newly bought games that you like to share. Thanks for your time.
All right.
I think everybody answered this question like
well, question
six times,
yeah.
But
I guess if there's...
Well, let me tell you guys about my folding bike.
You guys wouldn't believe it, but I bought a folding bike.
No, well, actually...
So I need like events.
Actually add to the folding bike because you bought an electronic timer, didn't you, Fumo guy?
I bought a bike computer. Actually, I got one.
Oh, there you go.
A bike computer?
Dude.
Bike
it's
folding
a bike computer. It has
a GPS for the bike.
It times it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It measures my body fat. It,
you know, it cooks it thinner.
Oh, wait.
It monitors the input-output ratio when you go to the bathroom.
You bought Rosie from the dead.
Aww. Did you name it Kit?
Yeah.
Oh,
it has
boy.
Voice feedback. It has AI.
Rihanna. He named it Rihanna because it takes all his air.
Cortana.
Okay. Lance, well, you can take the next one, too.
Yeah.
Since that one was kind of repeat.
Yeah.
Next one's kind
this of, next one comes from Zon the Great. He says, hi, it's Zon the Great here, and I have a question for JVB and Fumo. Fumu. What? People keep... whatever.
What's the funniest thing?
They keep spelling it Fumu. What?
Fumu. Okay,
what is the craziest thing you guys have ever done on the show? Shout out to Warlock, 2112, and all my friends. Keep on fragging trucks.
It has to be the episode with Brick Gamer. I mean, there can't be anything else. I mean, you can
say that episode with the folding bike.
That's how I was on my bike while we were recording. I'm afraid.
One of the forum members on talking about games. His name is Green Badger or something. And,
yeah.
He goes, JBB, you know, me and my friend. We go around the school screaming "Tiger butt plug," and I'm like, "Oh yeah!"
moment, probably on the show.
But Bob JVP said it was okay.
Grounded. Well, we had quite a few weird moments. I'm gonna pull up the year. Yeah,
like you could say like
I second that. Yeah, yeah.
Daniel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
To when Daniel was on, those were crazy. Everyone Brent Gamer was on was just nuts.
Yeah. Daniel was just
Brent
great.
Gamer is quite the character.
I think some of the ones I was on, too, they were pretty funny.
Oh, no.
The towel?
Oh, when I was sweating, the towel?
Yeah, I remember that, but I'll always when Fumo screamed at you. And I'm like...
When I had a bottle cap to the top of like a Coke bottle, and I was banging it on my dresser, and Fumo just like called me out and yelled at me. Bottle cap!
I'm like, dude, you know you're the first person he's ever. I'm like, you're the first person he's ever screamed at.
So they will have first know that the new host of Pod Tackler or co-host
that
was
awesome,
the only
man.
Person that
like...
made. Fumo driving back.
You wore my patience right down to a nut, man.
I do. That was the same episode with the towel, I think. That
yeah,
was
with the
same
towel.
That was the same episode.
I thought you were like bouncing a penny off the table or something. I was like, G-Lois!
For like 30 minutes. Ready.
Wow.
Hey, Fumo, do you remember that one episode where me, you, and Spellcheck recorded a 3 episodes at once, and we recorded for like 5 hours long.
One episode, we did that like so many times in the beginning. Like on Sundays, we would get together and it was fucking Marathon City, man. We would go like basically as soon as I got out of church, we'd go home, and I wouldn't be done till after dark.
Wow.
Because we were 3 episodes in a row.
And yep. I'd go release them during the week, and people could not keep up with all the episodes that we released because there were so many.
I kept it up.
And back then was when everybody was sending their own audio.
Oh, really? My gosh.
Right?
Plasma Grenade sent 9 voicemails into one episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember that one.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. And Jeff Funk did such a great job with those. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Who was the one that was singing the freaking Ain't No Other Man?
Oh, yeah.
Christina Aguilera song? I heard during the song, man. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh,
ain't no other man.
I don't all remember. Right, okay.
All right. Good, good question, guys. On
Tiger Butt Plug's definitely up there.
Fumo. Nice. Okay, what Fumo, about, you can take the next one.
Oh. Okay. Where are we at?
Master Podtack.
Slayers. Oh, Master Podtack. All right. Hey, Fumo JVB, and whoever has the luck of being guest. I think we're the guests, actually.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, switch that around. Say hi and wish you a Merry Christmas or Hanukkah. Anyway, what is your guys' opinion of Halo 3 ODST or Recon coming out in 09? Good question. Keep on fragging those duck driving trucks and drugs. All right. Will do.
Okay.
So to them fragged. JVB, what do you think?
Yeah, I can't wait for Recon. I mean, well, ODST now.
ODST.
It's a nice little twist to the main story, and it's gonna liven up. As far as single player goes, it's gonna liven up the Halo 3 universe a little bit, and you know, rekindle our love for everything that's Halo. I mean, Halo 3 is still the king of the castle. You know,
when the King Koopa.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as gameplay and how smooth it runs online, you know, nothing could beat it right now. So this is definitely going to add a lot to the single player, and I don't know what they're going to incorporate, how that's going to be incorporated into the multiplayer, but whatever they do is definitely going to be a hit.
From what I've gathered lately, you know, it sounds really interesting, definitely. I know that you know, Halo is a long-running series, and it's kind of, you know, some of the themes definitely, I'm sure Bungie knows too, that they can really wear on your gaming time, to where it's like, yes, I've been through this many times, actually. But it sounds like they're doing something really interesting with ODST. You know, they're telling it the story from different points of view.
Yeah.
They're going through, when you reach a certain section, you go into a flashback. It reminds me actually of Psychonauts. Where you reach a person, and then you go into an entirely different level inside their mind, kind of thing. And
yeah, actually, I played through the Psychonauts demo, and I loved it. I never got around to buying it, though.
I heard it was open world the way through that game. It's interesting, definitely. But in any case, back to ODST. I mean, it sounds really cool. It sounds like they're, you know, adding new weapons. The story from different points of view. So it's not just Master Chief. It's not just. It's not so much. I mean. It's not so much multiple things that are happening at the same time, even, but it's told through flashbacks and different things. It sounds really interesting. It sounds like also that it's, you know, more open world. So that was one of the things that was always kind of a frustrating factor sometimes for people with the Halo series, is that it's very linear in the single player campaign and a co-op. You know, to where you're basically going through a long tunnel the entire game. You know. And it's like opening it up a bit would definitely make it a bit more modern, really, and a bit more interesting, especially with the story going all over the place and yet coming together as a cohesive whole. So
yeah,
that does sound interesting. I mean, yes, it's still gonna be kind of like old hat dealing with roots and et cetera, all these, you know, aliens that we're so used to now for years. But but you know, throwing a good twist on it like that sounds like it may really bring it out to be, you know, a game that a lot of people check out. And it sounds like with the multiplayer as well, it sounds, from what I understand, you should be able to get the same experience with ODST multiplayer as you can with Halo 3, as long as you download the map pack or whatever it is for Halo 3. Right. So,
well, I thought it was just basically an expansion onto the multiplayer that's existing already for Halo 3. I thought that's kind of what it was.
I think basically, from what I understand, is that if you get Halo 3 ODST, you're going to get the whatever the next expansion is, the map pack,
right,
for free. But then if you
want to just use Halo 3, you can buy the map pack and then get the same multiplayer as you can with ODST.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Except for co-op, of course.
Nice. Cool.
Nice. Right. Definitely going to occupy more of my time away from other stuff. Which is always a good thing.
Cool.
How much, real quick, how much are you willing to pay for this?
Mm. Me?
50. For me.
I'm not you guys. Really buying games right now, but I can see that going for, $40.
Really?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say right now because we don't have a full, like, understanding of what the game's going to be.
Yeah, it's just like kind of like a side quest like Lost Coast was. I mean, like, Lost Coast was free, but I mean, like, is it going to be like a half an hour side quest or is it going to be like a full length game?
Well, I mean, Bungie has said that it's about a 3 to 4 hour experience that you can get through it in. I mean, understand, I'm sure you could take longer, but if you really wanted to breeze through it, they were saying you can get through it 3 to 4 hours. Okay. So it's not, that's why it's not, they said also that it's not going to be a $60 game. So it's not going to be like a full, you know, full Halo experience.
Yeah. Well, I bet you could get through it in about 2 hours since you play on easy.
Good
points.
I had to do that.
Wow.
Nice. Well, I'm going to read one.
Go for it.
And I'm going to skip over Slayer stuff.
Okay.
So I apologize. I want to go to Fungus Oz. he says, "Hey, Potacular, hopefully the submission will be read out. If it does, can the person who is reading it read it in an Australian accent, which I am from the very country. Anyways, here's my questions to Fumo. I'm not going to do an Australian accent. I don't want to insult your country.
Let Crypto do it.
Yeah.
The only Australian I remember is from the Mortal Kombat movie.
Wow. That's a pretty poor...
that was pretty bad, too. So.
Come on, Crypto, you can do it.
I can't do Australian accents.
Hide it, mate. Okay. All right, so number one. This is to Fumo. Okay, are you much better at your accents now that you had a few months of practice? Okay. I don't know what accents are those, Fumo, but are you?
Definitely not. No.
Oh, okay. You do a nice Swahili one.
Do I?
What?
Sure. On that over the past few months, you know.
Okay. Number two, have you tried the fungus cookie before? Nice. Sounds delicious.
Sounds delicious and satisfying, but no.
And food poisoning.
Full of antioxidants. Okay. So, what do you think about CryptoFlix reading? I think it's mostly just evil rumors.
The reading's good. Jeez.
No.
He's getting better and gooder. I mean, he can pronounce the game.
Getting more gooder. Okay, cool. For me, he goes, are you and Fumo going to get active in the forums again? Because I miss you two being there. Well, recently I put up a few responses to some topic forums.
Yep.
I've seen them.
About you.
Yeah, I haven't been there so often, but I'll try to visit now and then. I'm just I guess not so active in that kind of stuff anymore. But
yeah. Maybe you can put a laptop on your folding bike.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking of doing actually is like strapping a CRT in the front, you know? Like right under the CRT? That'd be awesome.
Actually, you know, CRT monitors can give you cancer if you remove the shielding.
That's good to know. Thank you for that.
Oh, because it's basically particle accelerators. You take the screen off and point it at somebody, that is very lethal stuff.
Nice. Okay.
I gotta try that.
Well, I'll definitely keep that in mind next time I want to make
a popcorn.
All right, so number two. What would you like to know? Oh, okay. Would you like to know how long you laughed for when the Benny 17 first mentioned anus armor? Because I timed it. He says approximately 14 seconds, followed by another fit, which I often do. And then he said another fit started by Fumo, which lasted 8 seconds.
Wow. See, approximately is not good enough. I want to know exactly.
Exactly. I don't want to know seconds. Wait, five, I want to know nanos.
Yep. Break it down, man.
I even want to know the decimals. She's
like, okay, yep. Contact their world of records.
Okay, number three. Have you? I've never had a keep on fragging. I've never had a keep on fragging read out by you. Can you please do me the honor of reading this one out? Okay.
No.
Keep on fragging, old podcast hosts who eat much fungus pie, followed by tasty morsels of tiger butt plug.
Ugh.
Moldy hunter and fart juice.
Fart juice.
I can tell everyone's mouths are watering. Now, if there's juice followed by a fart, dude, then it's not a fart anymore.
It's a diarrhea fart.
It's a swampy fart.
Whoa.
Okay,
so it's people. Oh, wow. Nice one. He loves fungus.
Okay, well, I'm going to read one more, and then I want Fumo to read Scarface Spartans one, and then we'll wrap it up after that.
I want to do another one. I've only done one.
Aww. I've only done one. Okay, so...
It sounded like it's from the park or the internet.
Would be sitting on a cat there? What happened?
you can read one of the smaller ones after Scarface's, because those are small.
That was hilarious. It sounded like someone sitting in the corner of the room like,
I know, I want to play too.
Okay. So, Lancer 47. breathe.
Got a drink of water there?
Okay.
Do you need a paper bag?
No, I'm fine.
Paper bag.
I'm fine, thanks. Okay, so Lancer 47 writes in, "Hey guys, it's Lancer 47. You might not know me, referring to JVB and Fumo Jive, but I was in recent podcasts, and I was listening to the old podcast around episode 150, and I have a question to ask JVB. How is that anus armor modeling going along? And keep on killing noobs.
Doing modeling now? Jeez.
Yeah. Well, you know,
when did that come up?
Victoria's Secret gave him a contract."
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret.
I think that's
anus armor lingerie.
Actually.
Well, it's a future project, so the underwears are actually not coming out yet. But when we go into war with Covenant, they're going to be in high demand. So I'm going to be like the Marky Mark of anus armor.
And is this anus armor to like protect you from getting probed or what?
Definitely.
Yeah, good, because I don't want that plasma business like melting off my equipment.
Yes, because when you're taking a dip in the pool and you know you get a surprise attack, you know you want to be ready. So,
right. Okay.
Wow, anus armor.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
All right.
Okay, what else we got here?
Fumo, if you can scroll down to Scarface Spartan, I think
we can
end on that one would be pretty good.
Fair enough. All right, Scarface Spartan says, "Hey guys, it's me, Scarface Spartan, the happy dude with the sniper rifle. Anyway, just want to say hi to JVB and Fumo, and want one of them to do me a favor. This is to read the long yet fancy keep on fragging note." Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Dude, this is like... Sorry, this is pretty long. Okay. Keep on fragging nay nay, PS3 fanboys, trucks.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Whoa,
fragging those fanboys. Sorry.
Fake anus armor, real anus armor. People who don't know how to use proper grammar or spelling.
Yes.
We gotta wait for G Lewis to calm it down.
Nah.
We don't know how to use. Let's see, noobs, drunk, drunk off his ass friends. Okay. Tablet PCs, hairy dumplings that come out of nowhere.
Overly you suck.
Overly glitched games, Nintendo ripoffs, ripoff price tags. Dang, this keeps going on. Graphic glitches, boomers from Left 4 Dead, trucks. I think he said trucks.
He already said trucks. Yeah.
Oh,
Uh-oh.
So keep on. All right, I'm going to skip around a little bit. Beeper using Bungie guys, flamers, Apple.
He says me.
Yeah. He says midgets.
Midgets, of course.
And
flaws.
Emo music. Keep fragging emo music.
Why do you frag people who masturbate?
Yeah, frag CryptoFlix, definitely. Pay to play games. I'm all for that. Let's see. Yeah, non-ODST fans and Oscar De La Hoya. Okay. All right, we'll do.
Boxer. And North Korea.
Oh, yeah, North Korea is in
there. Kim Jong Il. Keep fragging.
I guess he's a Pinoy because he has some Tagalog words in there. Filipino, for those that are.
Filipino.
Not in the know.
Filipino!
Right. Wow, how many submissions did we get through? Like, five?
We got through about 7 or 8, but we had a lot. I mean, this is the biggest turnout we've had since the new show.
Wow,
you guys are popular.
We should just tell them that it's gonna be that they're gonna be on every week. And that,
yeah, right. Yeah, they couldn't show up again, guys.
They canceled last minute. I'm sorry. click this link now and you can get your own folding bike.
Folding bike. A new podtacular joke, the folding bike.
Yeah.
Well, it's made its grand entrance.
Yes. You can never forget the folding bike.
It folds. It shrinks. It goes in your backpack.
And you look nice. Hot.
That guy with the full life. He's so
God. He's so dreamy.
Look at his muscles. Look at his muscles.
The folding calculator, the folding sunglasses, the folding light. The folding telephone. The folding
and
car,
the pocket folding, protector. The folding yarmulke.
Folding
Red
Xboxes.
Beard.
Yeah, you can fold it up and then.
Inflatable beard. How would that work?
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
Dude, I can't get into this nightclub. Here you go. Inflatable beard. Make you look older. Macho.
Inflatable body hair.
Beard. Dreamy.
Oh,
nice.
All right.
Okay. So, wrapping things up here. send in your comments, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com to send an invitation in for next week's show.
You can call a listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. He plays back regularly on the calls and tells them the Foxhole Show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with some cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contributed to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
And check out the other shows on Gamercast Network. We got Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB's TalkingAboutGames.com.
It's like he's canning that out or something.
And what's the new show that's on now?
And Destructoid.
Yeah. Destructoid.
Destructoid.
Yeah.
It's like we planned that out or something.
Retro Folding Force. Podcast.
Yeah, it's like Metroid.
Leafold.
And now it's Kumo Jai with the Folding Bike Podcast.
Toilets?
No. No.
Yeah, and then when he wraps up the show, he goes, "Remember, you're never too old to fold." really cheesy.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, again to Fumo Jive and JBB, thanks again for coming on the show and making this
thank you.
Ever so epic again. So
it was a pleasure.
Next week's show will be the last show of the year. Before Christmas break, and we will be doing Customs and Creations. So for all y'all listening, make sure to get your Customs and Creations in before the break, and then after the break, we will have Collins and Tales from the Foxhole. So hope you guys do a lot of gaming over then, and we'll expect to see you then. So until next week, I am Duststorm.
I'm Good Questions.
I am Jules.
I am Vance Lawrence.
Homo Jibby. A boo boo guy.
No.
And I am walking in your body.
Believe that.
Did I say enthusiastic? Keep on folding trees.
There's only one thing left to say.
Jedi, man. He's like a one-man nuke.
A nuke?
He just kills everything.
Dang!
How do you do that?
Did you just say, I pressed the buttons?
I pressed the buttons. That's where the Around the Ring segment comes in.
He's destroying a Star Destroyer with his hands! How are you doing this? Pull the other one down and pull the other one up.
Don't get too riled up.
Yeah. God. You were destroying a Star Destroyer with your hands. Oh my god.
Take your medication.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Back in my day, all we had was Pac-Man.
Back in my day, we didn't have any Schman to dance the Xbox 360s.
We used to play with sticks. And we liked it.
JVB, what's up?
JVB, what's up?
Jinx.
What's going on, brother? I don't think he can say anything.
I think he's mute.
He can't talk. Without his air. I can't hear you.
He had no air!
Where's the oxygen?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, thank you. What up, guys?
He found his air!
Why do you sound like you're on a cell phone?
Hey, Joey! Hey! Because I got this dumbass Microsoft headset that I thought was leaked.
I thought it was 1337, man.
If you want a really good headset, here, let me just find it on the website here.
Okay. Lance, no more links. We're done with the links.
On his internet. On his internet. Net my internet.
Net my internet.
Ow!
Fuck my hand! Oh.
Hey now. What did you do?
Hey, remember just fell off and nailed me right in the knuckle.
Wow. Aww, poor baby.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Whoa, what
else?
Come on, remember that top 10 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie moments?
that link you sent me one time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The one where he's posing and the girl laughs at him?
Oh, my God, you also...
What are you laughing? This isn't funny.
And then he freaking knocks her out by shaking her hard.
Yeah, he like shakes her by the shoulder and he's like, "Arr, arr, arr,
arr, arr, arr." Wow, we're all like having seizures over here.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's just like riding bikes for yourself.
You have to have the glorious coming music.
The what?
The what? Glorious coming
music? I don't know.
I thought I heard you coming. I came for the...
Okay, maybe I did that a little...
Yeah, you said about how it's going to sound out.
Edit.
Come on.
Okay.
After the glorious coming intro,
Lewis is like watching TV and all of a sudden he's like, "What the heck did you
say?" Okay. I'll try to refrain from doing that from now on.
I think that beat the hot sauce.
That's too hot. Episode, you have to keep that as hilarious. It's not really friendly, child friendly, but it's still funny.
Keep on folding anus armor.
Yeah, it's gonna go portable.
It's a wallet. Nice.
It's the way to revolutionize portability is folding.
Yeah,
yeah.
Folding works.
Folding 360. Fold-tacular. The new folding podcast.
Double fold, triple fold, fold. Fold is incredible.
Folding, believable.
Folding spree, folding.
Fold the Majaro.
You gotta be folding kidding me.
Get the fold out of here.
What? Don't tell me to fold off, you folded mother folder. What the heck, man?
Folding raisins. Oh, and
folding around.
Oh, I just found some raisins in my pan pocket.
Remember the juice man? Awesome. He used to make those juices with the juicer and stuff. He used to have like an infomercial. From what dad's gonna have an infomercial.
Did you guys ever know that you didn't need to waste time chaining your bikes or leaving them on the front of buses when you could fold them?
Yep.
He's gonna do an infomercial. He's gonna have some dumb blonde next to him, like,
"Oh my god, that is so awesome!"
Yes, not only is it awesome, but it is very.
That's right, Christy. Actually.
It's actually economical and very green friendly. And for the low price of $2,945, you get your own fully bike.
What a deal!
But you get easy payments.
But act now and you get free shipping.
And a free foldable helmet.
Which is valued at
$1,925.
Folding elbow would work so good, because what if it folds like when you hit a car?
Yeah.
Guaranteed not to fold while your head's in it.
Don't you mean bump right before you hit the car and it folds?
What you mean when the car hits you?
Yeah.
This week on the GamerCast Network. A Sarcastic Gamer 2008 is coming to an end. That means it's time to argue about which game deserves to be crowned best game of 2008. And why was Call of Duty Modern Warfare announced at an in-game ad conference? What is best in life? To crush your enemies? To see them driven before you? And listen to episode number 119 of the Video Game Show. Take a look back in gaming with Retro Force Go. Tune into the Post Game Report to get all the facts. Post Game. A Sarcastic Gamer Pink, the ladies talk about Mirror's Edge and the Spike Video Game Awards. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.